This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again, I'm back with my fifth and final part of my series, Calming Down in Crisis. In this series, I sort of started out by reviewing the kind of things that we bring to a crisis and how that can get in the way of us as a caregiver. For example, if we're hyper or we're anxious, we need to really work on that. Indeed, if that's really a problem and you have a hard time taking care of yourself in crisis, then I would suggest that you not consider being a caregiver in crisis. You probably need to be a care receiver, or sometimes you might get thrown into it. So you need to take care of that. Then we looked at these six things that Dr. Santucci said, and I'm not going to go over those. You're going to have to listen to those on your own. Go back on the website and catch them later. Today, I want to finish up by coming back to something that I referred to repeatedly throughout the series, and that is the whole go back in your head. What in the world is this? It just doesn't make any sense. Well, actually, if you were to Google GOBAG or CERT, which stands for Community Emergency Response Team, GOBAG, you'd find hundreds of websites related to what's in a GOBAG, what's in my GOBAG, what should be in your GOBAG, and a lot of things. So I've been using various websites of people talking about themselves, some official city websites such as the Borough of East Rutherford, New Jersey, especially since it's short and sweet, and ready.gov, which is the United States version of crisis preparedness. You can find any probably websites relative to your own country. There are a lot out there. So what is a go bag? Well, a go bag is a bag or a backpack or a suitcase or whatever that you have ready. You have it packed. It sits somewhere easily accessible, and you have it for when you experience a crisis. You have it for when you experience a crisis and you grab it and go. Some people have a lot of family heirlooms and stuff. Imagine what you'd run out of a house on fire with. Well, to a certain extent, if you're trying to help people in the midst of crisis, you need to be able to get going quickly. So your go bag is going to have those kinds of things. Now, I'm not going to go into all the things that you would have in your go bag, but a basic go bag, just to get going, if you will, would have the following things. It would have bottled water. It would have energy or granola bars. You're going to have something to snack on. It would have a radio and batteries because you need to keep up with things. It would have a list of medicines and dosages for you and your family members. It would have a first aid kit. It would have a contact and meeting information about that, because a lot of times we're not all in one place when a crisis happens. So you need to say, okay, we're going to be here. Or Aunt Susie in North Dakota is always going to be the person that will call to say if we're okay or not okay. So if the phones are working, that's who we'll do. Then you need some child care supplies and some special care if you have special needs supplies. And then my personal favorite in my go bag is a teddy bear. More about that later. Now, we all should have one of these ready to go. Sometimes people like me that are in the crisis response world may have various sizes of go bags with various kinds of stuff in them. I'm part of the Medical Reserve Corps, and we're supposed to have a go bag that has 72 hours worth of stuff. In other words, it would have a change of clothes, everything that we need to get through 72 hours of crisis response. So I've been talking about go bag in your head, though. That's not the go bag. I mean, you don't wear this over your head, if you get my drift. What is a go bag in your head? Well, I just made it up. But what I'm looking at is, what can you carry around, hide in your heart, carry in your head, that will help you and others in the midst of a crisis? So I have six ideas. First of all, self-statements. Stuff that we say to ourselves that we've memorized about different issues that are of importance to us. back in program one, I talked about what do you bring to a crisis? Well, this is where you'd have those self-statements in your head. For example, here's one. I know that I can get overstimulated and anxious in a crisis. I need to stop and take 3 deep breaths and refocus and try and calm down. I need to do this over and over again if it keeps bothering me, period. Short, you memorize it, you go back and you say, what do I need to do? Sometimes in the midst of a crisis, you can access that stuff. The simpler, the shorter, the better, it will work. I would share this with my family members too, because if they see me getting hyper, they need to say, Dad, slow down, do your self statement. Anybody's help is important in this. Secondly, scripture. How are you doing with memorizing scripture? Particularly develop a whole repertoire or list of passages about managing crisis, being calm, being of service, attitudes about where God is in the middle of this. All of those are very, very, very important. The next point is, I had to kind of laugh because the person that put this together, actually the next two points were common sense and good attitude. Now he was wondering, he hadn't been able to find any websites for that. So he said, if anybody finds good websites for that, to let him know. Obviously, those are personality characteristics. A little joke there. I thought it was kind of funny. It's crisis responder humor. Kind of weird, but kind of okay. So, you have this going on and common sense. Well, what is common sense? Well, that means don't do stupid things. And if you think about stupid things, don't do them. And if you're not sure whether you should do things that might be stupid, ask somebody else. And a good attitude. This is very important in terms of how you relate to people around you, having a positive attitude. If you are in a resource provider position, it's very important that you not buy into some of the negativity, some of the hysteria, some of the anxiety, but that you try and have a good attitude. The next point has to do with teamwork. It's important in any crisis that you try and work with other people. This includes listening to them. This includes following the directions of people that may be in authority. This includes finding people who are in authority. And it includes involving the other survivors in opportunities for functional behavior, for work, for care, so that they have a sense of dignity. Teamwork is extremely important. Now, the last point is really a label. It's a description. It's an animal, it's a bird, it's sparrow. Keep sparrow in your mind. Well, why do you want to do that? Well, I don't know. I'm telling you why I want to do that. You may not think it's the same level of importance. But sparrow makes me think of his eye is on the sparrow, and that makes me think that his eye is on me. God's eye is on the sparrow, and the sparrow is taken care of. So in the midst of everything, I can recall that his eye is on the little details, his eye is on the little things, and things are going to work out according to his plan, and he will take things and work them out for his glory. So for me, that is an incredibly calming sort of issue that I process and that I deal with. There you have it. That's sort of my idea of a go bag in your head. I hope you didn't find it too crazy or out there, and that you might want to consider packing your own go bag in your head. Of course, you need to pack a real go bag just to be safe about things anyway, and not just if you're facing a media crisis or evacuation. As a matter of fact, that's probably a little bit late. You do it before things happen, you prepare, and you will be finding yourself being a resource in these time of great need. I hope this was helpful. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.